Thank our Lord that one more time we have the opportunity to have fellowship. Let us first pray.
天父, 我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
谢谢你借着你的爱子, 为我们挂在十字架上。
Thank you that through your beloved Son who was crucified on the cross,
使我们的罪得赦免, 也使我们得新的生命。
So that our sins may be forgiven and also that we may receive a new life.
谢谢你不但赦免我们的罪, 并且把新造的生命赐给我们。
Thank you for not only forgiving our sins, but for giving us a new life.
谢谢你在我们生命中做王掌权做主。
Thank you for being the Lord and the King and have the governance in our lives.
我们谢谢你引导我们一生的脚步，直到主的再来。
Thank you for guiding our footsteps until you come again.
谢谢你用诸般的恩典来供应我们，来托住我们。
Thank you for keeping us and for blessing us with all kinds of blessings.
我们再把今天这一点的时间交托在你手中。
We give that little bit of time today into your hand.
我们再次等候在你的面前，求你向我们的心说话。
We once again wait before you so that you can speak to our hearts.
无论是讲的，是听的，是翻译的，我们都无依无靠的等候仰望在你面前。
Whether it's the one who's speaking, those who are listening, or the one who's translating, Lord, without relying on anything else, we come and look upon you.
愿你宝座的话语倾倒下来，遇见我们，得着我们。
May the words from your throne pour down upon us to meet us and to receive us.
愿今天是我们丰富遇见你的一天。
May today be the day that we may abundantly meet you.
也带着你的丰富的同在回去。
And that we may bring your abundant presence home with us. We give you thanksgiving and praises. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我们先读一些圣经。
Let us first read some scriptures.
第一处我们读以弗所书第一章。
Let us first turn to Ephesians chapter 1.
Verse 13 and 14.
Verse 13, in him you also, after listening to the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation, having also believed, you were sealed in him with the Holy Spirit of the promise.
这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据，只等到神之名被赎，使他的荣耀得早称赞。
Who is given as a pledge of our inheritance with a view to the redemption of God's own possession to the praise of his glory.
我们再读罗马书第一章十七节。
Let us turn to Romans chapter 1 verse 17.
我们读后半部就好。
Let us read the second half only.
这义是本于信，以至于信。如经上所记，义人必因信得生。
For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written.
再读第一章第五节。
Let us now read chapter 1, verse 5.
我们从他受了恩惠，并使徒的职分，在万国之中叫人为他的名信服真道。Through
whom we have received grace and apostleship to bring about the obedience of faith among all Gentiles for his name's sake.
这个信服真道在原文上就是顺服信心。
In the original text, it says obedience of faith.
另外，罗马书第十六章二十六节。
Romans chapter 16 verse 26.
这奥秘如今显明出来，而且按着永生神的命，借众先知的书，指示万国的民，使他们信服真道。
but now is manifested and by the scriptures of the prophets according to the commandments of the eternal God has been made known to all nations leading to obedience of faith.
这里的幸福真道还是顺服信心, 原文还是顺服信心。
And here again it says obedience of faith.
今天我们来看一个功课, 这个功课就是 一个人信主之后, 他应该会经历到 圣灵在他里面做印记, 或者是做字。
And today we'll look at a lesson, and the lesson is that after someone has believed in Christ, then the Holy Spirit should be a seal or a pledge in them.
这个做印记是什么意思呢?
What does it mean for the Holy Spirit to be a seal?
做印记好像盖个章, 这盖个章呢是为着安全的缘故, 或者为着保有的缘故。
And what does it mean to have a seal? It means to be stamped for security. Or for preservation.
或者说是这一个秘密的保有。
Or to keep the secret.
另外呢,这个做印记还有一个意思就是印证的意思,证明的意思。
And also to have the seal means to testify.
所以我们信主的人，圣灵在我们里面，是帮助我们清楚这个救恩的。So
therefore, the Holy Spirit is in us to make clear to us the salvation.
所以神呢，他一面呢，用外面很多的恩典来引导我们。So
on one hand, God has allowed us to have a lot of blessings from the outside.
所以在以弗所书哈，有三个恩典的名词。
So there are three words for blessing in the book of Ephesians.
第一个呢, 叫做丰盛的恩典。
The first is abundance of blessing.
这个丰盛恩典是指什么呢?
What is the abundant blessing refer to?
这特别指的就是我们因着主耶稣的血, 我们得到救赎, 罪得赦免。
And it points to that through the blood of Jesus Christ, we were saved.
所以我们罪得赦免不是一个很便宜的事情。
So therefore, our sins forgiven is not cheap.
是神用很重的代价帮我们买赎回来的。
God had redeemed us with a heavy price.
所以圣经说这个是丰盛的恩典。
So the scripture says this is the abundant blessing.
可能你没有觉得它很丰盛, 但是神的话说它是丰盛的恩典。
Perhaps you don't feel it's abundant, but the word of the Lord says that it is abundant.
在以弗所还有第二个名词叫做极丰盛的恩典。
And then in Ephesians, there's also the word that is the most abundant blessing.
就是不止我们罪得赦免，我们买赎回来。
It is that not only our sins are forgiven and that we were redeemed.
我们与他一同复活。
But we also resurrect with him.
而且呢，可以与他一同坐在天上。
And we can also sit in heaven with him.
所以你今天可以。 活在新的生命里面，这是神极丰富的恩典。
So today you can live in the new life. That is the most abundant blessing from the Lord.
今天你可以思想神所要你思想的。
Today you can think what God wants you to think about.
今天你可以从神的角度来看事情。
Today you can look at the world from God's perspective.
你好，你可以经历到与主同坐在天上的那样的一个地位、一个角度来经历事情。
Today, you can look at things and experience things from the status of sitting with God.
神的话告诉我们,
the word of the Lord tells us that this is the most abundant blessing.
另外一个还有一个词就是叫荣耀的恩典。
And then there's also the word which is the glorious blessing.
那什么样情况是荣耀的恩典?
What is a glorious blessing?
不止你可以摸到天。
Not only can you touch heaven,
而且呢,如果你愿意的话,
and also if you are willing,
你可以保持在圣洁的实际里面,
you can be kept in the reality of holiness.
不但圣洁没有瑕,不但圣洁呢, 而且呢, 到主再来的时候, 你见主的时候, 让神称为说你没有瑕疵。
Not only are you holy, when God comes again, he would say that you are blameless, you are without blemish.
同时呢, 在我们 基督的生命在我们里面能够长成，能够得着儿子的名分。
And then at the same time, the life of Christ would grow in us so that we can receive the name of the Son.
圣经讲到人得荣耀，其中从生命的角度来讲，就是人能够得着神儿子的名分。
When we say that men can receive glory, it also means that men can receive the namesake of the Son.
所以这个是讲到极丰富的恩典。
That is
荣耀的恩典，荣耀的恩典。
That is the glorious blessing.
所以这是从一个角度来看。
That is looking at it from one perspective.
所以既然是圣灵在我们里面做印证。
And now if it is the Holy Spirit that is being the seal in us.
所以它就不是我们自己的想法。
Then it is not our own thinking.
也不是你的猜测。
And it is not your guessing.
也不是你的经验。
And it is not your experience.
啊，而且呢，神看这个事情呢，不是我们看的方法。
And God looks at this not through our method.
不是我们的工作很大，就一定神很赞同。
It is not that if our work is great, then that the Lord would like it.
神所看的是那个基督的生命性情在里面有多少实际。
What the Lord looks at is how real is the life and the character of Christ in your life.
从另外一个角度呢，就是神的旨意在我们身上能够实现多少。
In another word, it is how much of God's will can be fulfilled in us.
今天早上我起床之后，
This morning after I got up,
好像主就把罗马书的一幕哈，好像就提醒我。
And the Lord reminded me of scenes from the book of Romans.
我们可以知道罗马书是讲救恩讲的最完全。
We know that the book of Romans talks about salvation in its most complete form.
可以说从一个人他原来是在一个犯罪，在一个黑暗，在死亡的情况之下。
It talks about someone who was in a death valley, who was in a darkness.
但蒙主的拯救一步一步带到天上，带到至高之处。
And through the salvation of the Lord, step by step was brought to the Most High.
在这个每一个阶段里面，其实都有圣灵的印证。
And at every stage, there is the seal of the Holy Spirit.
可能你经历到了，但你没有注意到。
Perhaps you've experienced it, but you didn't pay attention.
所以，我想用一点时间呢，我们大家彼此再怎么样思想看看。
So I want to spend a little bit of time to think about this with you.
你罪得赦免，你怎么知道你罪得赦免？
Your sins are forgiven. How do you know that?
你有什么把握你罪得赦免？
What kind of assurance do you have that your sins have been forgiven?
从主的话告诉我们，一个人罪得赦免，他的良心会平安。
From the word of the Lord, it tells us that when someone's sin is forgiven, his consciousness would be at peace.
所以这个良心平安是一个证据。
So therefore, the consciousness at peace is a proof.
良心不但会平安，而且这个人可以安息下来。
Not only would the consciousness have peace, the person would be rested.
所以一个人如果一直不安息，一直不安息，这是有问题的。
If a person cannot rest, then there is a problem.
罪人是没有安息的。
A sinner has no peace, cannot rest.
我记得也讲过有一个人的经历。
I remember talking about someone's experience.
那个人他就一直都不愿意接受福音。
This person did not want to receive gospel.
他也不觉得有什么不好。
He didn't think there's anything wrong with it.
可是当他到人生末了的时候，他在病床上在最后的那个时间。
But towards the end of his life, when he was on his deathbed,
大概神启动了在他里面的良心的功用。
Perhaps God had started the work of the consciousness of his conscience.
所以呢，他突然完全不能睡觉。
And all of a sudden, he could not sleep.
非常痛苦，非常不安息。
He was suffering and he was not restful.
那他就想起了多年以前他的朋友一直把福音传给他，一直告诉他要信主。
So he remembered many years ago, his friend would tell him to want to preach the gospel to him.
他理都不理，他觉得他不需要。
He ignored it back then. He did not think he needed.
但是他那个时候他已经很多天睡不着觉，他很痛苦。
But many days at that point, he couldn't sleep for many days, and he was very suffering.
所以他叫他的女儿去打电话给我们一个弟兄。
So he asked his daughter to call one of our brothers.
可是我们弟兄呢，没有接到。
But our brother missed the call.
也很奇妙，我们弟兄呢心里有这个感动，一直要打电话给他。
But very amazingly, our brother also had this, this feeling in his heart that he should call his friend.
但对方的电话已经换了, 所以找不到他了。
But the other parties, his friend's phone number had also changed, so he couldn't find him.
结果他女儿打个电话呢, 在我们弟兄的这个留言里面呢, 留了话。
So, but the daughter left a voicemail on our brother's phone.
诶,这样就联络上了。
And then they were able to connect.
我们弟兄去看那个人, 他第一句话还问说, 我怎么才能信耶稣?
And when our brother went to visit his friend, his first question was, how can I believe in Christ?
所以我们弟兄就帮助他, 他接受了主之后, 他从那天开始, 他就整个心安静下来, 他可以睡觉, 而且呢, 非常的祥和, 非常的安息。
And our brother helped him, and he accepted Christ. And from that day on, he was very restful, and he was very much at peace.
所以罪得赦免, 你怎么有证据?
How do you have the evidence or the proof that your sins have been forgiven?
你至少有平安, 你能安息。
So at the minimum, you have peace, and you can rest.
而且不止如此, 你来到神面前, 你是很坦然的, 不害怕的。
And not only that, when you come before the Lord, you are bold, you're not afraid.
有的生理经历更强一点的, 因为有的人啊, 他一得救马上就面临这个患难, 或者逼迫。
And sometimes when it's stronger, some people, as soon as they believe, they face persecution.
但是呢, 神的灵在他身上很强, 神的爱借着圣灵浇灌在他身上。
But the Spirit of the Lord on him is very strong. The love of the Lord is poured on him.
所以虽然他刚刚得救呢, 可是呢, 他不怕患难, 他不怕那些, 那些外面来的压力。
So even though he just believed, he's not afraid of the persecution and the suffering from outside.
而且呢, 他懂得怎么站在恩典里面。
And he understands how to stand in grace.
所以这个是, 这是一个印证。
So that is one seal.
那另外一个印证呢, 另外就是我们不只对得赦免, 因为主给我们新的赦免。
So not only are we have we been forgiven, we also have a new life.
所以在罗马书里面有在第五章有讲到两方面的得拯救。
So in Romans chapter 5, it talks about two aspects of being saved.
一方面就是因着他的宝血得拯救。
And one is saved through his precious blood.
这个宝血就指着我们曾经做出来的这些的犯罪的行为。
The precious blood points to the sinful conducts that we have done in the past.
那另外一方面呢, 就讲到因着他的生命得拯救。
The other aspect talks about to be saved by his life.
这个生命呢, 事实上就是神借着圣灵放在我们里面的那个新的生命。
And this life is the new life that God has placed in us through the Holy Spirit.
而这个生命呢, 使得我们在地上生活的时候呢, 我们能活在称义的实际里面。
So this life allows us to live in the reality of righteousness.
所以你知道我们常常觉得说我们好像到主面前去就很亏欠，有时候觉得好像见证不好。
So sometimes we feel that when we go before the Lord, we fall short, that we don't have good testimonies.
那可能一个重要的原因就是我们没有活在生命里面。
An important reason may be that we are not living in that life.
因为活在生命里面的人呢, 他是已经被称义了, 他已经站在义的那个实际里面了。
Because those who live in that life have already been called righteous.
他有一个特性就是, 他不再怕律法。
There is a special characteristic, which is that they are no longer afraid of the law.
因为律法不能做他的主。
Because the law can no longer be their Lord.
为什么不再怕律法?
Why are they no longer afraid of the law?
因为凡是被圣灵引导了, 他所达到的水准都是超过律法的。
Because all those who are guided by the Holy Spirit, what they have reached are all higher than the law.
所以罗马书第八章就说，这个律法的义是成就在那些只随从圣灵不随从肉体的人身上。
Therefore, Romans chapter 8 says that the righteousness of the law is fulfilled on those who follow the Spirit and not the flesh.
所以那个称义在里面，叫你里面有把握的。
So therefore, that righteousness in you causes you to have the assurance.
而且圣灵呢, 还要继续带领我们。
And the Holy Spirit will continue to guide us.
所以既然主把新的生命给我们, 把圣灵放在我们里面。
So if the Lord has given us a new life and placed the Holy Spirit in us,
所以我们信主之后, 我们在面对事情的时候, 就要面对一个选择。
So after we believed in the Lord, when we face situations, we face a choice.
这个选择呢, 就是你是跟随圣灵呢, 或者跟随肉体。
And that choice is that whether you will follow the Holy Spirit or you will follow the flesh.
那你跟随圣灵呢, 就有生命跟平安, 这是在信心里面的跟随。
If you follow the Holy Spirit in faith, then you will have life and peace.
那个生命呢, 就在你里面, 你这里面是活的, 你有生命里面是活的。
That life is in you, and it is a living life.
你有没有经历一些事情, 当你做了之后, 你发现里面是活的。
Have you had such experiences that after you've done something, you've realized that you're living inside?
或者你做一些事情里面是死的。
Or you've done something and you found that you are dead inside.
你不做, 没有事情, 你一做, 马上就发现死在里面。
If you haven't done it, then you don't feel anything, but as soon as you've done it, you find that you have death inside.
所以圣灵就是把那个活的生命, 那个活的那个经历和见证赐给我们。
That Holy Spirit gives us that living experience.
所以这个圣灵的印证其实是很丰富的。
So therefore, the seal of the Holy Spirit is very abundant.
你若不想的话, 你觉得好像没什么感觉。
If you don't think about it, you don't have any feeling.
但你仔细静下心来看, 你发现神天天在我们身上给我们有印证。
And but if you quiet down and you think about it, you realize that God every day has given us proof and seals in our lives.
这个印证呢, 就叫我们是真的活在信心里面呢, 还是走在另外一条路上。
The seal shows whether we are truly living in faith or if we're on another path.
我自己在主面前经历的另外一面就很多的就是圣灵要致死我们的肉体，致死这个必死的身体。
And the other aspect that I've experienced a lot is that the Holy Spirit will put to death our flesh.
很多我们在信主以前喜欢做的事情,
Many things we like to do before we believed in the Lord.
或者大家喜欢做的事情,
or things that everyone likes to do.
但是主不喜欢,
but the Lord doesn't like.
当我们要去做的时候, 或者我们靠近的时候, 圣灵就做致死的工作。
And when we want to do it, when we get close to it, then the Holy Spirit will stop us.
这个呢, 是一个证明, 神在我们身上, 在给我们有印证。
And that is the evidence that God is in our lives.
或者我们真是愿意, 我们愿意能够顺服主, 结果呢, 神让我们经过这个死的过程, 又活过来, 使我们这个身体呢, 在做事情的时候, 能够是照新的生命来做。
And or you have the experience that because of obedience to the Lord, that you would become alive after you die.
所以这是我们里面知道的。
And we know this from inside.
当主在那里致死我们, 或者主把我们叫我们这个必死人又活过来的时候, 我们里面知道。
If the Lord has stopped us, or Lord has revived the dead person, we will know inside.
还有另外一方面就是受圣灵的引导。 这个引导呢, 是一个证据。
And then there's the guidance of the Holy Spirit. That guidance is the proof.
我今天早上在思想的时候, 我就想到主在, 主借着这个圣灵的引导呢, 在我人身上做了一个重大的事情。
I was thinking about it this morning that the Lord, through the guidance of the Holy Spirit, has done something great in my life.
因为我们有几位弟兄姊妹到以色列去。
Because there are some brothers and sisters who went to Israel.
多年前呢, 我也去过一趟以色列。
And many years ago, I also went to Israel.
那是我唯一去的一次。
That was my only time there.
也是那一次去呢, 在我人身上有个重大的影响。
And that time, it had a great impact in my life.
但是在我去以前呢, 我就觉得好像觉得说, 我不是一定要去。
But before I went, I thought I don't necessarily have to go.
所以后来我跟主办个叫做说，如果主你要我去的话， 你要把去的这个供应来给我。
So then I had a trade with the Lord, and I said, Lord, if you want me to go, then you have to provide for the trip.
其实那时候我已经心里想说，我大概不想去，因为我不想花那笔钱。
And at the time, I already don't want to go in my heart because I didn't want to spend that money.
但是呢。 主就感动了另外一个弟兄, 他就来找我, 然后就把那笔钱给我。
But the Lord touched another brother, and he came to me and gave me the money.
他平常找我是走他习惯走的路。
And when he comes to when he came to find me, he would normally walk the path that he's familiar with.
但是那次呢，神的灵在他里面引导他，感动他，要走另外一条路，要走另外一条路才可以找到我。
But the Lord touched him, and he realized that he had to walk another way in order to find me.
所以那个地方他就顺服了，结果我们就在十字路口上再碰面。
And the brother was obedient, and we met at the crossroad.
那时候我是正好骑机车，正好在等红灯呢。红灯也不过那个时候那是一个很小的路，只有几十秒钟的时间。
And I was riding a motorbike at the time, and I was stopped at a traffic light, and the red light was but for maybe a few seconds.
所以他就在那碰到我，他碰到我就说，哎呀，感谢主，感谢主，这真是主的意思。
And he met me and he said, thank the Lord, this must be the will of the Lord.
结果呢，他就告诉我说，主引导他，然后送了一笔钱来，那这笔钱呢，叫我去以色列。
And then he told me that the Lord had gave him guidance to come here and give me the money, and that money is for the Israel trip.
有长话短说，就是因为这次去呢，所以我后来就结婚了。
So to make the long story short, because of that trip, I got married later.
所以我想说，这完全是那个弟兄受引导，然后我得益处。
But it was the guidance for that brother that benefited me.
所以你知道，这个受引导是一件很奇妙的事情。
So therefore, to be guided is an amazing thing.
你知道他把钱送来给我，碰到我说，哦，感谢主，这真是主的意思。
When he gave me the money, he said, "Thank the Lord, this is the will of the Lord."
我想我们弟兄不是看在那个钱呢，他是看到主的引导在他身上是很真实的。
Our brother didn't look at the money. He saw the guidance of the Lord on him is very real.
所以圣灵在我们有个印证嘛，他是可以引导我们的。
So the Holy Spirit has a guidance in us. It can guide us.
所以不要怕经历圣灵。
So don't be afraid to experience the Holy Spirit.
我们应该跟圣灵有一个很密切的关系。
We should have a very close relationship with the Holy
Spirit. 你有这个密切的关系呢，你受他的引导，这是一个印证。
And when you have that close relationship and you're guided by the Holy Spirit, then that's the seal.
而且圣灵呢，他也把我们带到那个愿意与主呢一同来做恢复工作的那样的一个实际。
And the Holy Spirit will also bring us to the reality of working with the Lord on His redemption.
你知道我们信主哈，从信主到服侍主，这常常有一个怎么样，有个差距在那里。
There is a gap between us believing the Lord and serving the Lord.
我们可以为着我们地上的工作拼命，舍弃一切去追求。
We can work very hard and give up everything for the work of this world.
但是我们不容易为着主的缘故拼上你的命，舍弃一切，好好的去照主的旨意行。
But it is very hard for us to give up everything for the work of the Lord to follow His word.
这中间有个工作，就是需要圣灵在我们里面启示我们。
There is a work in between, which is that we need the revelation from the Holy Spirit.
让我们看懂了神的心意在哪里，我们人生的目标在哪里。
So that we can see and understand where is the will of the Lord and what is the objective of our life.
而且让我们里面呢有完全的把握。
And that we have the full assurance inside.
所以他说，神为爱他人所预备的是眼睛未曾看过，人心未曾想过，耳朵未曾听过的。
So it says that what God has prepared for men are things that eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, and hearts have not thought of.
所以圣灵在我们里面做工到一个地步，我们发现我们的人生方向，我们的人生目标是跟主一致的。
So the Holy Spirit would do work in us to a point that we realize that our direction and objective in life is fully aligned with God's.
你在这个一致底下呢，你才愿意能够与主同工。
And it is in that alignment that you are willing to work with the Lord.
不但与主同工呢，甚至能够为主受苦。
Not only to work with the Lord, but to suffer for the Lord.
所以能甚至看到一个地步，能够与他一同受苦，能够一同得荣耀。
And not only to see that, not only to suffer with Him, but also to receive glory with Him.
所以这里面都是神的灵在我们里面的做工。
And these are all the works of the Holy Spirit in us.
而且神呢，他也让我们经历到真正的是，他带领我们是万事互相效力，要叫爱神人得益处。
And he also guides us to see that all things work together for the benefit of those who love the Lord.
那这怎么经历呢？一方面就是需要借着需要我们进入圣灵里面的祷告。
How do you experience that? One is to enter into the prayer of the Holy Spirit.
还有经历圣灵在我们里面的帮助。
And to experience the help of the Holy Spirit in us.
不晓得你有没有信主哈？你跟随主到个地步，你有时候觉得里面非常的软弱，不晓得怎么办。
I don't know if you've had such a feeling that you've followed the Lord to a point that you feel so weak inside.
而且这个软弱到个地步，没有任何人用任何的话和任何的礼物啊什么可以帮助你。
And this weakness is a true point that no one, whether it's through words or conduct or gifts, can help you.
我们知道很多小朋友都很喜欢礼物啊，你送点礼物呢，哇，就高兴了。非常的喜乐，对不对？
We know that children like presents, and if you give them some present, they'll be so happy and excited.
但人生有一些的经历是，任何外面的东西都没有办法给你帮助。
But there's some experiences in life that nothing from the outside world can actually help.
人家说的再好听的话，都不见得有帮助。
No matter how good are the words that other people speak, it is no help.
这时候就需要圣灵。在我们里面，使我们里面人刚强起来。
So that is when we need the strength from the Holy Spirit.
所以这个呢，你刚强起来，你知道是出于谁的呢？
So when you are strengthened, you'll know who it is from.
是出于圣灵，出于主的。
It is from the Holy Spirit. It is from the Lord.
而且主也常常，刚刚讲说，就是有时候拦阻我们，有时候带领我们，有时候引导我们，这是让我们知道说，万事是互相效力。
So sometimes the Lord would stop us, sometimes He would guide us, sometimes He would lead us. All these are to show us that all things work together.
是要往哪里去呢？
So where are we going?
从我们生命的角度来讲，是要把我们带到得着儿子名分的那个时期。
So from the life's perspective, it is to bring us to the point of receiving the namesake of the Son.
我常常感觉到，如果主不亲自带领我们，我们是长不到那个地步的。
I often feel that unless it is the Lord who's guiding us, we cannot grow to that point.
主如果不使万事互相效力哈，我们实在没有办法再成长。
If the Lord doesn't allow all things to work together, then we cannot grow.
因为我们很习惯，就是到这个阶段呢，我们就停在那个样子。
Because we are very comfortable with growing to a certain stage and just stay at that stage.
那神有时候允许呢一个冲击来，哎，那你就成长一点。
But sometimes the Lord will allow something to attack and let that be an opportunity to grow.
所以这个呢，圣灵有许多的工作在里面。
So this has much of the work of the Holy Spirit in it.
然后呢，进入另外一方面的学习。
To enter into another aspect of the lesson.
就是万有呢，本于他，依靠他，归于他。
And that is, all things are from Him, all things rely on Him, and all things will go back to Him.
不晓得我们弟兄姊妹，你在信主之后，有多少的事情，有多少的机会经历到你的源头，你做一件事情的源头是出于主的。
I don't know how often you would experience that the origin is from the Lord.
你有多少的经历，你整个那个事情的过程。
How much experience you have that the entire process you have relied on the Lord?
你有多少的把握？你一件事情的成功，应该把所有的荣耀归给主，这结局是出于主的。
How much assurance do you have that the success of something belongs to the Lord, that you'll give the glory to God?
这个其实是一个，这个过程呢，是整个是。我们的主跟天父之间那个很融洽很深入的交通所带出来的。
And this process is brought out by the depth of the relationship between the Father and the Son.
所以如果我们跟主没有跟主的交通没有像父和子的那样的交通的话。
If our fellowship with the Lord is not like the fellowship between the Father and the Son.
这件事情我启动我都没有把握是出于谁的。
If I start this, then I don't have the assurance who this is from.
是出于我的偏好，还是出于 神的旨意。
It is from my own preference, or is it from the will of the God, from the Lord?
所以这个呢，是另外一方面的经历。
And that is another aspect of the experience.
而且呢，当主开启我们，看见他在这个教会里面的工作。
When the Lord reveals to us the work of the church.
这个呢，他要建造这个基督的身体。
And that he is building up the body of the Christ.
当你听到这件事情的时候，你是觉得这件事情是很遥远的，还是觉得你很有盼望？
And when you hear this, do you feel that this is something that is far away, or does this give you hope?
你听见这件事情呢，你是觉得里面火热呢，还是你们觉得非常冷？
And when you hear this, are you all fired up inside, or do you feel cold?
如果你能看见，而且里面为着这个事情里面 有火在那里烧，这是出于圣灵。
If you can see it and you can feel the fire burning inside of you, then that is from the Lord.
而且圣灵要叫你在这个建造当中呢，来经历在圣灵里面的喜乐。
And the Holy Spirit wants you to, through the process of edification, allow you to experience the joy of the Holy Spirit.
所以当一个弟兄姊妹他被建造在主的面前，你是觉得喜乐呢，还是觉得很冷淡？
When you see a brother or sister being edified before the Lord, do you feel enthusiastic or do you feel cold about it?
我相信圣灵他每一次看到一个弟兄姊妹被建立在神的面前的时候，他是把喜乐带给那个参与建造的人。
I believe that the Holy Spirit, when he sees someone being edified before the Lord, he will bring the joy to those in the process.
所以这个喜乐是圣灵给我们的印证。我们在前面一个服侍是照着主的旨意服侍。
That joy is a seal from the Holy Spirit that we are serving before the Lord.
而且呢，圣灵让我们在许多的情况底下，能够把那个盼望继续的让我们里面能够扎实起来。
And in many circumstances, the Holy Spirit will let our hope be solidified.
所以这个信心的功课有一面的经历，就是要经历圣灵在我们里面的印证。
So the lesson of the faith is to experience the seal of the Holy Spirit in us.
这个印证应该是我们经常在那里经历的。
That seal we should often experience.
是越来越有把握的。
And we should have more and more assurance.
那圣灵在信心的功课另外一面呢，就是叫我们知道我们主放在我们里面的那个能力有多浩大。
And the other aspect of the lesson of faith is to let us know how great is the power that he has placed in us.
那个能力已经在我们里面。
That power is already in us.
为什么在我们里面？
Why is it in us?
是因为主在我们里面。
Because the Lord is in us.
所以因为主在我们里面，所以主的能力就在我们里面。
Because the Lord is in us, therefore the power of the Lord is in us.
所以这里呢，那个呢是叫我们里面这个能力包括是死而复活的大能。
And this power includes the power of resurrection.
所以叫我们这个人，所以主叫我们活过来，里面就是有复活的大能。
So the Lord had made us alive so that we have the power of resurrection in us.
有升天的大能。
We have the power to be risen to heaven.
使我们这个人能够思念上面的事情。
So that we can think of heavenly things.
有的时候我们被这个地上的这些忧虑啊，或者一些的污秽啊捆绑。
Sometimes we are bound by the worry, by the worries and the corruptions of this world.
这些捆绑之后，好像我们对于主的事情呢，就完全没有味道。
And these constraints cause us to be not interested in the things of the Lord.
但只有升天的大能把我里面能够拉起来。
But
脱离那个捆绑。
The power for us to rise to heaven can lift us up.
使我们能够思念，能够思想主的事情，上面天上的事情。
So that we can think of things of the Lord, we can think of things from above.
其实思念上面的事情不是很玄的。
To think of things from above is not very conceptual.
这个思念上面的事情其实就是思念主的旨意。
To think of things from above is to think of the will of the Lord.
能够受主的引导。
And to be guided by the Lord.
而且那个在我们里面的能力呢，是能胜过仇敌，胜过黑暗势力的。
And that power in us can surpass the enemy, surpass the dominion of the darkness.
所以如果我们不会支取的话，就没有办法经历这个东西。
If we don't know how to take from that, then we don't know how to experience it.
前几天我们有一个姊妹打电话给我们。
There's a sister who called us a few days ago.
她也是有个小孩，她的小孩大概半岁多吧。
And the sister has a kid who's about half years old.
那她说她不是很确定的原因，但是呢，小孩就突然有大概一段时间呢，现在她本来可以睡过夜的，她就不能睡过夜。
And for whatever reason, the kid used to be able to sleep through the night, but now he's not able to sleep through the night.
他不但不能睡过夜，而且呢，每到晚上就很吵。
And not only is he not able to sleep through the night, he will be very fussy during the night.
所以那个姊妹呢，她被吵到一个地步，她快疯了，她说她受不了，崩溃。
And this sister, she felt like she's about to have a breakdown, that she couldn't take it anymore.
所以她打电话给我们说，她本来是谈别的事情，所以就谈到这一方面来。
And when she first called us, she was talking about something else, and then it led to this.
那所以她最后就带一句说，请为我祷告，请为我祷告。
And then he,in the end, she said, please pray for me.
她说，我自己祷告已经没有效了。
She said, my own prayer is not effective anymore.
她每天都在祷告，但是都没有效果。
Every day she would pray, but it's not effective.
结果呢，我们就赶快找个时间跟她一起祷告。
So we very quickly found a time to pray with her.
就是支取这些大能。
It is to take from these words.
就是支取主复活的大能，使无变有的大能。
It is to take from that power that creates from nothing.
升天的大能。
The power to be risen.
掳掠一切仇敌的大能。
The power to surpass all of the enemies.
还有神托住万有的大能。
And it is also the power that the Lord can uphold all things.
以及神使万有在基督里面同归于一的大能。
And it is also the great power of God causing all things to have unity in Christ.
甚至在希伯来书讲的说，那个不能朽坏的生命，就是无穷生命的大能。
And it is also the imperishable life.
我们祷告完之后呢，有没有在追踪呢？
And after we prayed, we didn't follow up.
过了两天之后呢，打电话过来，他说主真的听祷告，当天晚上就睡，又恢复睡过夜的那个情形。
And 2 days later, she called to say that the Lord really listened to the prayer. That night, the baby slept through the night again.
我们要知道主在我们里面那个大能到底何等浩大。
We have to know how great is that power of the Lord in us.
是超过一切执政掌权的。
It surpasses all principalities.
是超过今世的和来世的。
It surpasses all things of this world and the next.
所以我们需要在信心里面去支取，去启动。
So we have to take it in our faith.
所以这个是我们在主面前可以经历的。
And that we can experience before the Lord.
我们在平常的机会里面能够认识到，在我们里面主放在我们里面的能力是何等的浩大。
In our daily lives, we should experience how great is the power that God has placed in us.
那这个信心的功课有另外一面，就是要为基督受苦。
And the lessons of faith has another aspect, which is to suffer for Christ.
这其实为基督受苦呢，它是认识基督的一个必须的。
To suffer for Christ is necessary in order to know Christ.
也是经历基督，也是你在认识和经历，这是一定要，这受苦是帮助你认识和经历。
And the suffering is for you to experience and to know the Lord.
我前两天，昨天吧，前天我看了一个报纸。
Yesterday I read in the newspaper.
有一个年轻人23岁就死掉了。
There's a young man who died at the age of 23.
那他死很特别。
And he died a very special way.
人家给他封一个外号也很特别。
And other people gave him a very special nickname.
这个外号就是他是天下第一懒人。天下懒惰的。
Oh, that he is the laziest person in the world.
就是他的父母亲啊，实在待他太好了，什么事都不要他做。
And his parents were too nice to him. They didn't want him to do anything.
这个人在河南, 信仰那个地方。
And this person lived in the Netherlands.
因为父母太照顾他了, 所以什么都不要他做。
So because the parents took care of everything for him, they didn't want him to do anything.
怕他吃苦, 怕他做这个, 怕他做那个。
They were afraid that he would suffer. They were afraid of this and afraid of that.
所以他很大的, 他父母还要把他
And even when he grew older, his parents would use all these ways to send him to school.
就这个小孩呢，就后来就被养成好吃懒做，就是他就什么就很懒就对了。And
this person formed a habit of being lazy.
而且呢，他睡觉一次可以一下睡一天，睡两天都可以睡。
And when he sleeps, he can sleep for one or even 2 days.
到后来他就完全没有生活的能力啊。And
then towards the end, he would not be able to live on his own.
那他也什么都看不上。And
nothing would be good enough for him.
很不幸的，他的父亲很早就去世，在他大概十几岁就去世。Unfortunately,
his father died when he was a teenager.
那妈妈呢，还是很辛苦的照顾他。And
the mother still worked very hard to take care of him.
后来妈妈呢，也因为太累了，也去世了。And
the mother, because she was too tired, also passed away.
这个人呢，他始终呢，没有因为这样，他没有醒过来。But
this person did not wake up.
他继续的睡，继续的吃。He
continued to sleep and he continued to eat.
然后呢，甚至到个地步呢，人家把就是他的邻居啊，看他很可怜啊，因为他也不出去工作，也不去做什么。
And his neighbor had pity on him because he would not go out, he would not go to work.
那他邻居看他很可怜，就把食物送给他。That
his neighbor had pity on him, so brought him food.
结果这个人懒到一个地步呢，连食物都懒得去拿。But
this person was too lazy to even go get the food.
所以最后呢，他是被饿死在家里面。
So in the end, he died of hunger at home.
那食物就在他的门口，他连出来拿个食物都不行。But
the food was at the door, but he wouldn't get up to get the food.
我就想到诗篇有的话说什么，你使我受苦是与我有益的。So
I remember the words from the psalm which said that you cause me to suffer for my benefit.
成长的过程中是需要受苦。
In the process of growing up, there needs to be suffering.
认识的过程中是需要受苦。
In the process of knowing, there needs to be suffering.
我们如果一味地逃避受苦, 我们就不可能再往前去。
If we persistently try to avoid suffering, then we cannot march forward.
所以认识基督, 得着基督, 还有彰显基督, 都需要经过受苦。
So therefore, to know Christ and to manifest Christ and to receive Christ, all of these require suffering.
而且主也要我们在一个反对主的环境里面来为主做见证。
And the Lord also wants us to testify for Him in an environment that is against Him.
说这个是必定有受苦的。
And that requires suffering.
但是这个受苦是为了有荣耀的。
But that suffering is for glory.
所以 这个受苦呢，不是因为我们自讨苦吃，是因为我们的信心抛在主那里。
This suffering is not because we ask for it, but it is because our faith is with the Lord.
所以，为了主受苦，这是信心功课的一个重要的功课。
Therefore, to suffer for the Lord is an important lesson in faith.
生命达到成熟，需要受苦。
For life to reach maturity, there needs to be
为主做见证，有受苦。
To testify for the Lord, there needs to be.
叫别人得生命，我们有受苦。In
order for others to receive life, we have to suffer.
所以受苦是必须的。So
therefore, suffering is necessary.
好，另外一个功课呢，就是要经历呢那个神的话在我们里面运行。And
the other lesson is for the word of the Lord to work in us.
我们不但要领受神的话，而且呢，让这个话呢。
Not only do we receive the word of God, we have to let that word become the reality of life in us.
并且呢，我们能够成为神话语的见证人。
And also so that we can be witnesses of the word of God.
甚至呢, 主能借着我们把话传递出去。
And so that that God can through us let the word be passed on to others.
在新约，不太容易看到像旧约那样的先知。
In the New Testament, it's hard to find prophets like those in the Old Testament.
但是在新约呢，如果弟兄姊妹跟主的关系好。
But in the New Testament, if brothers and sisters have a good relationship with God,
对主的话够看重。
And you take seriously enough the word of the Lord.
在话语上呢，有生命的经历。
And that you have the experience in life on these words.
愿意顺服主，成为主话语的器皿。
And willing to obey the Lord so that you become the vessels of these words.
所以当弟兄姊妹在那里聚会的时候，
So when brothers and sisters are gathered,
那个先知的灵在那里运行，
then the spirit of the prophet is moving there.
所以即使是一位很小的弟兄姊妹或者刚刚得救的弟兄姊妹，
Even if this is a very young brother or sister or someone who just believed,
神也可能借着他把主的话供应给我们。
It is possible that the Lord will provide for us through, through that person.
这个其实是我们在读经聚会里面常常经历到的。
And that is something that we often experience in Bible studies.
我发现只要向着主单纯认真。
I find that as long as you are pure and simple towards the Lord,
任何一个弟兄姊妹他都有可能成为主话语供应的器。
Any brother or sister can become the vessel that provides for the word of the Lord.
而且神很奇妙哈，神不把这个他话语的供应哈，就说叫一个人就全部做完了。
And God is amazing in that He doesn't allow one person to be the full provision of His words.
好像我觉得神很看重哥林多前书第十四章的原则。
And that is why I find that God especially pays attention to 1 Corinthians chapter 14.
这个为主说话呢，那个先知的灵临到是，就是在一次在一个聚会里面呢，至少是两三个人。
And that spirit of prophecy falls at a meeting place to at least 2-3 people.
所以不是，常常不一定是一个人就把话通通都交通完了。
So it is not one person who can fully have fellowship on the word.
好像圣灵给的时候就是给这个弟兄给一点，给那个弟兄给一点，给那边又再给一点，然后这样交通出来，这样才完整。
And it is as if the Holy Spirit would give a little bit to each person, and then the fullness come out of the everyone.
所以这叫我们看到神的同在，也看到神的丰富。
So that shows us God's presence and God's abundance.
所以我们是在盼望每一个弟兄姊妹能够很丰富的经历。那神的话运行在我们里面。
So we hope that every brother and sister can feel the abundance of the word in us.
神的话运行在我们里面，是我们的人首先得益处。
The word of the Lord working in us is so that and that we would be the first to receive the benefit.
如果主有托付的话，甚至主要叫你把话能够送出去，叫别人也得益处。
If God has committed words to you for you to deliver it onto others for their benefit.
所以。有一段话我觉得是对我曾经蛮有帮助的。
I find that there's a passage that's been very helpful to me.
在以赛亚书第55章。
It is Isaiah chapter 55.
55章第8节到13节。
Isaiah chapter 55.
55章。
Chapter 55.
第八节
Verse 8,
耶和华说我的意念非同你们的意念我的道路非同你们的道路
The Lord says for my thoughts are not your thoughts nor are your ways my ways
天怎样高过地照样我的道路高过你们的道路
Declare,
我的意念高过你们的意念
Declares the Lord for as the heavens are higher than the earth so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts
雨雪从天而降并不返回，却滋润地土，使地上发芽结实，使撒种的有种，使要吃的有粮。
Verse 10, For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven, and do not return there without watering the earth, and making it bear and sprout, and furnishing seed to the sower and bread to the eater.
我口所出的话也必如此，绝不突然返回，却要成就我所喜悦的，在我发他去成就的事上，必然亨通。
So will my word be which goes forth from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, without accomplishing what I desire, and without succeeding in the matter for which I sent it.
你们必欢欢喜喜而出来，平平安安蒙引导。大山小山必在你们面前发声歌唱，田野的树木也都拍掌。
For you will go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills will break forth into shouts of joy before you, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands.
松树长出代替荆棘，番石榴长出代替蒺藜，这要为耶和华留名，作为永远的证据，不能剪除。
Instead of the thorn bush, the cypress will come out, and instead of the nettle of myrtle, the myrtle will come up, and it will be a memorial to the Lord for an everlasting sign which will not be cut off.
这里给我们看到这个神的话有滋润地土的功能。
Here it shows us that the word of the Lord has the function to nourish the earth.
有时候我们这个人活得好像怎么样说？没有方向，然后呢，整个人很乱。
Sometimes we feel that we live without direction and very confused.
而且里面呢，非常的干渴。
And in us, we feel very thirsty and dry.
但是当你愿意来到主话语面前，平心静气的去读、去接受的时候。
But when you come before the word of the Lord and you are willing to quietly and peacefully accept it,
你就从话里面得到滋润。
Then you will receive the nourishment from the word.
得到生命的供应，得到活力。
To receive the provision for life and to receive energy.
而且神的话不只是这样，他说使地上能够发芽结实。
And not only is the word of God that way, it will also sprout.
使撒种的有种，使要吃的有粮。
So that the furnishing seed to the sower and bread to the eater.
并且要成就神所喜悦的。并且神要做的事情是必然亨通。
And it will fulfill what the Lord pleases, and His will be accomplished.
我看到有一些弟兄姊妹哈，他对话语认真的时候，那个人就变得不一样。
I see some brothers and sisters when they're serious about the words, then the person is different.
在我们当中有一个姊妹，她八十几岁开始背圣经。
We have a sister among us when she's 80 some years old, she started to memorize verses.
在我们觉得是不可能的事情。
In our mind, it is impossible.
我想我们如果到50岁的时候太老了，不背了。
And when we are 50 some years old, we stop memorizing because we're too old.
啊，我现在记忆力不好，不背了。
I can't remember anything, I won't memorize it.
但是我很感谢主，主在我眼前摆了一个对主有渴慕的见证。
But I very much thank the Lord that He has placed before me someone who desires after Him.
有多少人愿意在八十岁的时候，八十岁以上还可以重新起头一件事情？
How many people, when they're over 80 years old, are willing to start on something?
但是我们看到神的恩典在这个人身上。
But we see the grace of God on that person.
当你愿意，你就是单纯背主的话，记主的话，放在心里面。
When you are willing and you want to remember the word of the Lord in your heart,
那一个在你身上那个生命的那样的变化是别人没有办法帮你形容的。
That change in your life, no one else can describe.
我想我有机会，我还要再听听我们这位这样做的弟兄姊妹，给我再有。更多的领会。
And I want to hear from those brothers and sisters if I have the opportunity so that I can have more understanding.
因为我真的看到人当喜欢主的话的时候，这个人就开了。
Because I see that when someone likes the word of the Lord, that person is opened up.
这个人有力量。
That person has strength.
这个人他充满主的同在。
That person is full of the presence of the Lord.
甚至可以他会结出生命的果子出来。
And that person can bear fruits of life.
我知道有些弟兄姊妹属灵胃口很好。
I know that some brothers and sisters have great spiritual appetite.
有些弟兄姊妹属灵胃口不是太好。
And there are some brothers and sisters whose spiritual appetite is not great.
当我看到那个背圣经的弟兄姊妹, 他背了圣经之后, 他属灵的胃口就打开。
But when I see brothers and sisters who memorize the word of the Lord, their spiritual appetite is opened up.
我有时候送弟兄姊妹, 那个听的录音,
and sometimes I would give brothers and sisters records of sermons.
有时候送书本,
sometimes I would give books.
这个书本常常去是回应很少,
the books, when I give them out, the responses are very little.
但我听到那个背圣经的姊妹跟我们讲说，我送她的书，她每一本书都给你读超过三遍以上。
But from the sister who's memorizing those verses, I also heard that every book I'd given her, she's read them more than three times.
如果她不是阅读里面越有滋润，她读不下去的。
If it is not that the more she reads, the more nourished she gets, she couldn't continue.
而且呢，她发现里面的宝贝。
And she finds the treasure inside.
她说以前她看不懂的, 现在懂了。
And she said that what she couldn't understand before, now she understands.
以前没有发现那个重要的, 现在发现了。
Before she couldn't find the importance, and now she finds them.
我相信这是主的话, 在里面, 在那里, 运动, 在那里运行, 所产生那个胃口的扩大。
I believe it is the work of the words inside that causes the appetite to grow.
那个接受的那个声量也扩大。
And the measure to receive has also been enlarged. Therefore, we have to experience this.
神的话能够在我们里面运行,
to experience the Word of God working in us.
让我们能够因为神的话而结出生命的果子出来,
so that because of the Word of God, that we can bear fruits of life.
不但我们受益, 而且神的旨意也有通行的管道。
Not only would we have the benefit, but the word, but the word of God, the will of God would also have a way.
好，我再讲最后一点好了。And
let me talk about the last point.
在这一个信心的功课上面，有一个功课就是必须要等候催促主的再来。
And on the lessons of faith, there is one which is to wait and to urge the coming of the Lord.
神给我们在这个世上的经历，也许会经过困难，也许有苦难。
And the experience of this world, maybe God would allow us to experience suffering.
但是呢，神给我们里面的圣灵呢，是刚强的灵，是有能力的灵。
But the Holy Spirit God has given us, it is a spirit of strength and power.
这个灵也是充满的爱, 所以神的爱常常就浇灌在我们身上。
And that is also a spirit of love, therefore this love of God often poured down on us.
而且呢, 这个圣灵在我们身上工作呢，使我们这个人越来越健康, 越来越健全。
And this Holy Spirit working on us so that we may become a healthier and more complete person.
这个健康健全你怎么来衡量这件事情?
How do you measure that this is a more complete and a healthier person? And that is how you look at the hope of the Lord coming again.
如果今天主来了,
if the Lord comes today,
你能坦然无惧在他面前, 你是健康的。
If you can boldly go before him, then you are healthy.
如果主来了, 我就是在那躲躲藏藏的, 我怕见主, 那我可能不健康。
If the Lord is coming and you are hiding and you're afraid to see him, then you're not healthy.
所以如果你是一个随时等候面见主的人, 那你要随时保持健康状态。
If you want to be someone who is ready to see the Lord at any moment, then you have to keep the healthy state.
所以基督徒的生活其实是什么? 其实是等候主再来的生活。
So what is a Christian life? A Christian life is a life to wait for the Lord's coming again.
是个活在主同在的这个生活。
It is a life with the presence of the Lord.
那在路加福音12章就告诉我们。
In Luke chapter 12, it tells us.
这一个人呢，他如果是活在主再来的实际里面呢，他其实是喜欢能够与主同在。
So if the person is living in the reality of the Lord's second coming, then he would like the Lord, Lord's presence.
所以他在任何环境，他都会承认主的名。
So in any circumstances, he would admit the name of the Lord.
我们会不会在有一些环境不愿意承认主？
Or do we have certain circumstances where we're not willing to admit?
或者因为我们觉得这个对我们的利益有点损失，我们就隐藏起来，不愿意承认主。
Or do we think that this is damaging for our own benefit, so therefore we hide it and we're not willing to admit the Lord?
但是一个蒙主恩的人，应该是在任何的环境底下，任何的时候都可以承认主。
But if someone who has been blessed by God's grace, then he should be able to admit the Lord under any circumstances.
而且呢，他是一个有一个实际的态度跟生活，是先求神的国和神的义。
And he has the reality and the attitude that he first seeks the kingdom and the will of the Lord.
不管做什么事情，求神的国，神的义做优先。
And no matter what he is doing, he first seeks the kingdom and the righteousness of the Lord.
那不管他在地上是富足也好，或者是小康也好，甚至贫穷也好。
Whether he is wealthy or doing okay or even in poverty,
他用他在地上有限的机会来为他将来在主面前能够积攒财宝在天上。
That he uses the limited opportunity in this world to accumulate wealth in heaven.
将来来到主面前的时候呢，能有用不尽的财宝能够在主那里。
And when he comes before the Lord in the future, he would have limitless wealth that he can use.
所以并不见得将来，并不见得现在很富有的人，将来在主面前是很富有的。
It is not that those who are wealthy today will necessarily be wealthy before the Lord in the future.
而是那个今天能够把握机会，能够照着主的恩典来在主面前预备的人，他将来在主面前是富有的。
It is those who hold on to the opportunity to prepare for the future.
所以今天你在使用主给你的这些的财务这些供应的时候，你有没有思想你是积财我在天上呢，还是只是就这样子花掉消失掉？
When you are using these opportunities in this world, do you think about whether or not you are accumulating wealth in heaven, or are you just spending it all?
你用的每一分钱是叫人认识主，得着主，还是只是没有任何意义的就过去了？
Every penny you spend, are you using those so that people would know the Lord, or are you just spending it?
这个有很多弟兄姊妹，他们暗中在那里学习。
And many brothers and sisters are learning this in secret.
他愿意用他有限的机会，能使人得着主，甚至那同时呢，他也在主面前积攒财宝。
He wants to use his limited opportunity so that people would receive the Lord and he would also gather wealth for heaven.
所以在一个等候主的人，他一定是随时要保持警醒的状态。
So someone who is waiting for the Lord, he is constantly being cautious, being alert.
不让任何事情来抓住他，以至于被限制在这个地上。
That nothing would hold him, nothing would hold him to this earth.
而且呢，他在神的家中呢，他能够真正的把神的同在和供应能够带下来。
And in the house of the Lord, he can bring down the provision and the presence of the Lord.
那在哥林多前书第十章到十五章呢，事实上就讲到这个教会生活。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 10 through 15, it talks about church living.
这里呢讲到就是在有限的机会里面，我们能够体会基督身体的实际。
It talks about that in the limited time, how can we live the reality of the life of Christ?
如果我们盼望主的再来能够快一点到。
If we hope that the Lord's second coming would come soon,
我们应该对身体的建造要很在意。
Then we should pay special attention to the edification of the body.
我们应当对于我们是不是在基督的身体里面做一个有功用的肢体很在乎。
We should be very serious about whether or not we are a functioning part of that body.
我们应当能够在乎我们是不是真正的弟兄彼此相爱。
We should really care about whether or not brothers are loving each other.
我们要在乎我们今天在教会的生活是不是真正在相互建造。
We should care whether or not our church lives, in our church lives, whether or not we are edifying each other.
这个建造是生命的东西。
And that edification is a life.
因为身体的见证是必须有的。
Because the testimony of the body is necessary.
所以如果我们盼望主的再来，我们不但对主的话认真。
If, and therefore, if we hope for the Lord's second coming, then not only should we be serious about the Word of God,
我们应当也在主面前有一个态度，愿意成为一个帮助别人的弟兄姊妹。
Then we should also have an attitude before the Lord that we want to be someone who can help brothers and sisters.
有时候我们在一起聚会的时候，我们大家都只愿意做那个得着的人。
Sometimes when we are gathered together, we are only willing to be the one who is receiving.
但是我们需要主扩大我们。
But we need the Lord to enlarge us.
我们接受主借着弟兄姊妹给我们的供应。
And through the provision of brothers and sisters from the Lord.
但我们也求主使我这一个做肢体的能够达到有功用的那个阶段。
But we also hope that as a part of the body, we would reach our own functionality.
所以呢，我们应当求主帮助我们成为别人得供应的管道。
So we should ask the Lord to help us so that we can become a channel to help others.
另外，我们这个要等候并催促主的再来，我们必须现在就已经活在复活的实际里面。
And in order to wait and urge for the Lord's coming, we have to live in the reality of the Lord's coming.
所以，因为已经在复活的实际里面，所以当主再来的时候，我没有什么意外的事情。
And because we live in the reality of the resurrection, then there are no surprises when the Lord comes.
或者主今天要把人提接到宝座去的时候。也许我们当中有人是有机会。
And if the Lord wants to, lift someone up right now, then we have that opportunity. And then some among us would have the opportunity.
啊，因为时间的缘故，我今天就交通到这里。
And I will stop here because of time.
好，我们有点祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你，让我们有机会来思想在信心的生活里面的一些功课。
Lord, we thank you for giving us the opportunity to think about the lessons of faith.
求主宝血为所交通的话划定界限。
Lord, may your precious blood draw the line for the words of fellowship.
也求主借着圣灵来带我们进入实际的经历。
And Lord, may the Holy Spirit guide us into the reality of the experience.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣的名。
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.